We're going to hear now about some people that health officials are particularly concerned about when it comes to swine flu. Migrant workers and low-income Latino immigrants are, on average, more likely to lack health insurance, face intense job pressures, and have higher rates of chronic disease. From member station Capital Public Radio, Kelly Weiss explains.
Let's start with one of the biggest concerns for this group, working while they're sick. It's an ongoing issue for anyone who has a job, call in sick, or tough it out. David Katz is a physician at the Davis Community Clinic just west of Sacramento. He says this is a big issue for his patients.
It's a conundrum for the Latino worker, the low-income family, because they won't get sick days and they won't get paid during the days that they miss.
This was the case for one Latino patient he just saw in the clinic.
They probably did have the flu initially a month ago, and now they came in with this prolonged cough and very sick, and it turned out they had pneumonia. That's a very typical story for someone who's trying to just muscle their way through the illness.
And as they get sicker, Katz says the public health threat increases. He says typically many low-income Latinos squeeze together in small living quarters because of tight budgets.
When we have a pandemic situation, there's a concern that there'll be more spread of airborne viruses because multiple families may be in one apartment, because there may not be anywhere else to isolate a person who is sick with a respiratory illness, including H1N1 flu.
A patient leaving the health clinic, Antonio Malianes, doesn't hesitate when asked about what he's done when he's had the flu.
I used to just make some kind of tea or something and go to work.
Malianes moved to the United States from Mexico. He's 65 now and retired, but he used to work in the fields and as a landscaper. He says it wasn't his boss who pressured him to work. It was the 9 hungry children he had to take care of.
I couldn't stay home because I need the money to feed my kids.
Employers don't want sick people in the fields. Hank Giklis is with the farm trade group Western Growers Association, but he says convincing workers of this is always a struggle.
If workers are sick, we would encourage people to go home and get well, but you know, there's a lot of people that try to work through some of those things too.
Beyond dealing with work issues, many public health experts say historically Latinos have been disenfranchised during pandemics because of limited access to health care.
They tend to have every odd against them.
That's Jessica Nunez de Ibarra. She's a physician and president of the Sacramento Latino Medical Association. Nunez de Ibarra also works as a medical officer for the California Department of Public Health. Here are some of the odds she says Latinos face.
When you look at the factors by themselves, we want to make sure that young people, of which Latinos tend to be, people that are, you know, at risk from obesity, which Latinos are, that have comorbidities like diabetes, which Latinos have, that they are the ones we direct our attentions to.
And one way Nunez de Ibarra says officials can do that is to make the H1N1 flu shot available. She says many Latinos are eager to get the vaccines, and even if they don't have insurance, the H1N1 vaccine is free.
We feel really good about the ability this season, being that local health departments are really in the driver's seat, they will be in a position to ensure in their respective communities that Latinos get access.
She says some migrant workers might miss getting the vaccines before they go back to their home country, and many here will have to wait, like everyone else, to get the swine flu vaccine. And there's no guarantee that'll be anytime soon. California's public health department says because of vaccine shipment delays, even priority groups might not get the shots before the beginning of next year. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Weiss in Sacramento.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.